Morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin.
Crazy.
And we're holding on the two lines, which are four lines down. Eluhin ma'amadot. The lashon of the Mishnah is very unclear. The following of the ma'amadot, and then it suddenly switches into another gear. Lefi shedem atzavet b'nei Yisrael. What in the world? My karma. What exactly is the Mishnah trying to say? Hoki karma. Eluhin ma'amadot. The following are the ma'amadot. By the way, umatantiknu ma'amadot. What would have been the purpose in the original takana? The fish remarzavet b'nei Yisrael yamar talemis korban ilach b'lishai, which means that the chiyuv of akravat the korbanot tzibur and midim here are on b'nei Yisrael as a whole, not as Aharon. So, and that's the case. Heich korbanot shel adam karevu eino meid al gabav. How would it be that the Torah should make the baaling mechuyav in the korban, and he basically has nothing to do with it and doesn't stand there at the time of the korban? Doesn't usually the baal of the korban have the achrayus on the korban, stand by the korban, misvada on the korban, spalal on the korban, meratz on the korban? Therefore, it kinu nevi'im arishonim esrim v'arba mishmarot al kol mishmar mishmar. There was also a ma'amad b'Yerushalayim. And these mishmarot were kohanim levim yisraelim yigiyazman mishmar la'alot kohanim levim olim liyushalayim Yisrael that are in Yerushalayim, they made the ma'amadot there. The others were nikmasim la'orehem, went into the Beit HaKnesset, and they had their taniyot and so on. Tanu Rabbanan, esrim arba mishmarot. Talking about these 24 mishmarot over here are actually in Eretz Yisrael, but now what we think this means is but besides those in Eretz Yisrael, there were also 12 other mishmarot that would be from Yericho, which doesn't really make much sense. This answers the Gemara. What is that supposed to mean? You're saying that there was a were an additional 12 in Yericho. That means you've got more than 24. The Mishnah says it's 24. You're telling me now there's a total of 36. No, shteim esrei mehem b'Yericho, meaning half of the mishmarot were in Yericho, not literally that they came from Yericho, but the point is that half of a mishmar, every single time the mishmar would come, higi hazman ha-mishmar la'alot chatzi ha-mishmar haya oleh mi'eretz Yisrael. So some would come directly from all over the country to Yerushalayim, and half would come from all over the country to Yericho, as Rashi's here, so li Yericho, kedei sheyisapku mayim u'mazon la'achayhem sheb'Yerushalayim. So basically, the way the Rabbi Elchanan has it, they would split up and take turns, so that half of each mishmar knew that they were responsible for the actual korban, referring here to the Kohanim Leviim, and half of the mishmar would be the Gra actually learns that this whole discussion is only legabe the Leviim, and that the Kohanim themselves did not take responsibility for Sipur. It was the Leviim's job, like as it is today, they do the Tilat Yadayim, whatever is necessary for the Kohen. It was the Leviim's job to see that things were working okay, and therefore they split up between themselves. The Mishmar to take turns, some would be in the Beit HaMikdash itself, others, because Yericho was the closest large agricultural center, and it was the Doshna Shal Yericho, and the Tamarim Shal Yericho, and this is where you would get all of your supplies. So basically, it would be like having a Walmart center, and they had in Yericho. And from there, they could bring everything up to Yerushalayim, which was not part of the Norman. It was an unusual city, Yerushalayim, that it was Miyucha, that you had to really import everything into it. It wasn't the place of agriculture itself, and water itself, and so on. But it stood there for other reasons. And so, Mamela, those who were going to be involved in the logistics were better centered in Yericho, and from there they would have the caravans going up to Yerushalayim. You know, from Barnea, can add anything from the tour guide point of view here.
I think that in 1948 Yerushalayim almost fell because of the same vulnerability being relying on Yerushalayim.
That's good, but what about the Yericho-Yerushalayim connection? Tell us anything about that. So this was this refers to not necessarily all of the Esrim Rabban Mishmarot, possibly only to the Leviim. And apparently the Gra had scribbled in the side of his Gemara, Halavim, which makes sense.
But I was once a Kohen who was in charge of supplies in Yericho.
So this is a Kashalamaisa. Omer of Yehudah Meshech. Well, of course, if you have the other gears, if you have the Mi'aricha, it would mean that they were there in advance and had planned the logistics out, had everything ready, and at that point they came, and they actually came up. But Rashi's gears is true. Omer of Yehudah Meshech. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Me'akvim Et HaKorban. The three sets of Mishmarot are all necessary for the Korban. V'masnisa Tana Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. The Kohanim Levim Uchlei Shir Me'akvim Et HaKorban. Now, according to this Girsa, it would, the simple mashmaut was that Reb Shimon ben Elazar did not hold that the presence of the Yisraelim on the Korban was ma'akev the Korban, and instead he put in kli shir, and then b'mayka miflagei, it doesn't make very much sense if that's the case, because then b'mayka miflagei, mar savar ikar shira b'peh, umar savar ikar shira b'kli. I mean, that's all very nice. We can explain the machlokis about whether we need to have musical instruments in terms of the famous machlokas we've seen so many times as to whether the main halacha of Shira on the Nesachim was that the Levim should be singing as a choir, and then there were musical instruments to help them out. Obviously, we like accompaniment, but that wasn't the meaning of Shira. Whether the meaning of Shira was actual music, meaning generated by instruments. There were a lot of times we saw nafkaminas in this halacha in terms of who would be allowed to play the musical instruments, things like that. But, I mean, that machlokas wouldn't have explained the other thing that seems to be different between the two approaches here. Are the presence of B'nai Yisrael important or not? And it's interesting, in the Shita, it's clear that the Girsa over here was also Yisraelim in the second. That the second was additive. It wasn't substituting the Klei Shir for the Yisraelim. So there's other rayas to that as well. Despite the fact that the Rambam leaves out the halacha of the presence of the Yisraelim, we have to analyze what's meant bichlal by the word ma'akvim et ha-korban. Because, I mean, the Gemara says bichlal that Shira is not ma'akiv in Erechim. So I mean, over here to talk about the Klei Shir is ma'akvim et ha-korban doesn't really add up all that well. And even if you hold over there, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who says that it is ma'akev, but Tosfos points out, it can't mean it's ma'akev the korban, because the nesachim are in ma'akev the korban. The shir is only in the nesachim. So the most that it could mean is that it would be ma'akev the nesachim, and we'd wait until we get klei shir. In which case, many learn that the sugya of your ma'akvim just means, in the literal sense, of ikuv. Not that it's ma'akev are bringing the korban at all, but that we'll wait. If we know that they're coming, we'll wait until they show up. And therefore, I mean, the Rambam, who already brought the din of the ma'amadais, doesn't bring a din of ikuva, because there is no din of ikuva. Well, literally ikuva. So then you go ahead without it. But it doesn't seem that anyone holds ikuva, that if you went ahead and brought it, that you'd have to bring it again. It wasn't a kosher korban. That's nobody seems to. Therefore, that's the way to read the Gemara. Omer Rav Chama Bar Guri Omer Rav, the story of the Mishmarot, which we thought was rather simple. There was one point in time in which somebody got up. Dovan HaMelech Shmuel was Metaken 24 Mishmarots. It's not so simple. The truth is that there was an early Takana of Mishmarot. You're going back to your old ways. You remember what Judge O'Don said about recidivists. So, Amar of Kamal Agui Amar Rav, the truth is that Moshe already made a takana of Shmona Mishmaro. Arba'ami Elazar, vi Arba'ami Tamar. Now, the truth is probably the time of Moshe, the word wasn't a big enough family to have Arba Mishmaro. So, the Mepharshim explained it means that he was mitakein, that the family could ultimately split in this way. And that when there were enough members, that they would then have four Mishmarot from Elazar and four Mishmarot from Itamar. And that way, across the year, there would be a constant movement every 8 weeks of different mishmaros. Came along Shmuel, and he changed it to 16. And midan al sheshes, right? The growth in the population warranted already making additional mishmarot. By the time of David, and midan al esrim v'arba'a, shenemar bishnata arba'im lemalchut David. Because otherwise, how do you make sense of these strange psukim that keep showing up in the Rehayomim about different things that were being done in the takana of the Beit HaMikdash? There it says that something unique happened canon is that the 40th year of Malchus Bavli, Nidrashu v'yimatzeimem giborei chayel b'yazer Gilad. They went and they made a investigation and they found additional giborei chayel. The giborei chayel was the words that were used b'chlal for the mishmaros in other places. Apparently there was some now additional thing that took place way after the death of Shmuel, the 40th year of David HaMelech. I mean, Shmuel obviously was long gone. So that means that there must have been an addition. Asks the Gemara in Reb Chama Bar Guria's historical approach to the Mishmarot from a Braita. It says, Meitzle, Moshe tikein lehem liYisrael shmona Mishmarot, arba'ami Elazar ve'arba'ami Itamar. Okay, that point is what Reb Chama Bar Guria said. But here in the Braita, it basically short-circuits the Shmuel-David relationship and puts together Ba David u'Shmuel together ve'midam el-esrim ve'arba. And it avoids a discussion of any period of time in which there was 16 that ostensibly, according to Reb Chama Bar Guria, was an interim stage that Shmuel had been mitakein, and that only at the end of his reign David changed that and made it actually 24. And it brings a raya from the once again, the inyanim come from Divrei Hayamim. So there it says beferish that after a list of all of the families, it says kulam abrurim l'sharim. All of these people were have been mevurar. We went through the families, we defined each one shab, and it goes through the various mishmarot, and it says Ema Yisad David Shmuel Aroe. It was a yisod of Shmuel together with David beemunatam in their responsibility and their faithfulness to the Beit HaMikdash. Mashma that it was all one takana. Says Reb Chama Bar Guria, why is it mashma all one takana? Why can't it be talking about a bottom line? So that the Divrei Hayomim is referring to in the course of the years, if we analyze what both Shmuel and Ovi did and what David did, we're left with these mishmarot, which were 24, through the combined efforts over a period of 40-50 years of Shmuel and David. So if you come, me is Sadosh and David, who Shmuel and Ramati together, Hemidom and Asrim Varba, but there's nothing in the Pasuk that forces you to say that it was all one time. Tanya Idach, there's another bright, that has a different version. It's getting awfully hot in here. Another version has it like this, that Moshe tikein lehem Yisrael sheish esrei mishmarot, which is different than Rav Chama Bar Guria, who said that he was metakein shmona mishmarot, and that those 16 mishmarot were split evenly between shmona mi Elazar, u'shmona mi Itamar, u'chishrabu b'nei Elazar b'nei Itamar. Through the course of the centuries, it turned out that the population of Elazar was much greater than the population of the b'nei Itamar. They went ahead and they were chilkum ve'midum al esrim v'arba. Shenemar v'yimatzu. It turned out in the course of the years that they went and they found that actually b'nei Elazar rabim l'rashei agvarim b'nei Itamar. They found that there were many more men in the family of b'nei Elazar than b'nei Itamar. And then it says beferish vayachlekum levnei Elazar roshim lebeit avot shishasar ulevnei Itamar lebeit avotam shmona, which means that they had not 16 and 8 is 24, but this sure doesn't sound anything like the process that Reb Chama Bar Guria had, an original 4 and 4, and then a change in the families that wasn't associated particularly with the Elazar and Itamar of Shmuel, who sounded like he took those 8 into 16, and then David took the entire group of 16 and added these additional families. It's a whole different story, isn't it? Furthermore, I mean, another riot that this is true is that it also says, very strange kind of pasuk, in which it says, Beit Av Echad Achuz le'Elazar, the Achuz Achuz le'Itamar. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Achuz Achuz le'Itamar. So what we understand is the meaning of this, is that the Beit Av Echad now was Achuz, is an additional Achuzah, meaning that they doubled it. They took what was original, and for every one, they made it now another Beit Av, whereas Achuz Achuz le'Itamar, that which had originally been the proportion, the word Achuz literally means which you hold. We use it today for percentage, but it means that which you're holding on to, the part that is your own. So that which had been Achuz remains Achuz, Litama. So again, the Pasuk seems to imply that there was a doubling of Elazar and a keeping in place of Itamar at the time of that doubling. And why do we need the additional Pasuk, Maiva Imer? Why do we have an additional Pasuk? That first Pasuk was about as clear as you could possibly be. I mean, it says, Yechakum Lebnei Elazar Sheish Yisrael and Itamar Shmona. Why bother bringing the other Pasuk? Because, no. The Pasuk is there to indicate the process. Because the Chitema, you might have thought, based on the original Pasuk, that the situation with Itamar was also a doubling. And that Kieta the Nefisha B'nei Elazar, Hachinami Nefish B'nei Itamar, and that originally what you would have is that not that they started off with eight, the way that I claim in the second Braita, connected the approach of Reb Chama Bar-Hu, but rather that in Hachinami originally there was four. Then there was an overall growth in population, so much so that Itamar doubled and became eight out of the original four, and Elazar quadrupled and became now 16. Maybe that's the meaning. Because it doesn't say over here that the eight was what was always part of Itamar. Talmud Amar, therefore, when I bring the second puzzle, it says Achuz, what had been. Achuz was currently, remains the Achuz, Tashma, Beit Avechad Achuz Lelazar, Ve'achuz Achuz Litamar, from which we know that the original Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu was eight and not four. So this is problematic now, this bright, for Reb Chama Bar Guria. To you, to Reb Chama Bar Guria, Omlokar Reb Chama Bar Guria, well, look, I mean, obviously there's a Machlokes Tanoim. We saw before Beferish, the bright, I mean, this is not my own opinion. We brought before the bright that on the first part you agreed that the bright that said what I said. You only asked me from the last part where it says that David and Shmuel together made the Takana of 24. But the first part said beferush what I said. It said four and four was the original Takana of Moshe. So I mean it's clearly a machloket tanoim, and it was a total of eight mishmarot for Moshe, not eight for Elazar alone. And I'm on the Amakei Tana, the Amar Shmona. I mean, I was telling you the way that the original Tana had learned it, which was that indeed there was a four and four, which made eight in total, not eight and eight, which would make 16, the way the second Tana had. Tana Rabbana, Arba'am Mishmarot Alum and Hagola. All of this discussion was the original breakup of the Mishmarot, which had been done, as we saw, by Shmuel and David together, or in the course of time by Shmuel and David and Moshe. But in any event, when it came time to make the Mishmarot and the Bayit Sheni, they felt a strong historical connection to what had been done before in the Bayit Rishon. Obviously, we're interested as much as possible in seeing the Bayit Sheni as a continuation, so that there should be a retzef of the avoda and the rights to the avoda. And these, of course, I mean, it's like, imagine you've got chazonim where you try to take away their right to daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's a question of murder. I mean, you know, these are court cases that go on for decades. You could just imagine what would have happened. You started up with the Mishmaros of Kayanim. I mean, first of all, the Kayanim, and second of all, there's an awful lot of them. So it was a little bit problematic because, as we know, when they came up from the days of Ezra, there weren't too many people that had the guts to come up. So they really couldn't set up the Mishmarot the way they originally had set them up, but they wanted very much to keep the same structure. So what happened? Actually, only Arba'a Mishmarot Alu Min HaGolah. There were out of the full 24, only four families made it up in large enough amounts to make them the Mishmar that they had originally had. And they are Yedaya, Chorim, Pashchor, and Imer. Now, there's a little bit of a problem in that there is no such family as Fashur. And Rashi says, I don't understand. I mean, in the list of the families of the Mishmarot, all 24 Mishmarot are listed in Divrei Hayamim. It sure don't say anything over there about Fashur. So how did it say four Mishmarot? Fascinating. And it's interesting. Marshall points out that in Yirmiyahu, there is a pasuk about a Fashur ben Imer. So apparently, what he suggests is that the family of Fashur was large, split into Imer and Fashur, and absorbed one of the other families. Something like that must have happened. But it's not an unknown name, and it's not that they were unrelated to the original Mishmarot. There's other approaches as to what happened over here, but definitely something rather mysterious is going on. But anyway, these four of the Mishmarot came up.
I mean, Dafka, these four, the whole families?
The whole family. Well, in sufficient numbers. Yeah, which is
not. The other one's not sufficient.
Look, unfortunately, you find the same thing, Bismanenu. If the whole families come up and other families garnished, I mean, it is very much a family-oriented question, Aliyah. So, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem. So, what did they do? The Nevi'im that were with them, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, they were mechalek, those four mishmarot, in order to maintain the historical relationship to 24 mishmarot. They split those four families into 24 different mishmarot, and they gave the name of the original mishmarot to the parts of the family that were actually not even from the family that they're calling the mishmarot. So in other words, the mishmar of Yediyah was now, didn't have kohanim from Yediyah necessarily, but had kohanim, let's say, from Fashla. But they called it its original name with the hope that eventually the real family would show up also. But then what would happen when they showed up?
But this family did show up.
No, I'm saying they would give the other families to the one family, and that one family split into six parts. And now they took over six mishmarot. Instead of one mishmarot, we had 24
with the old names. So they would ever show up, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. So says the Maharam, what if they would show up? So they took him v'emidom al esrim v'arba. So first of all, how did they give out the mishmarot? So Rashi understands the Gemara like this. Bolalum, they took all 24 mishmarot, wrote them down on pieces of cloth, and they put them into a kalbi, and then they had the head of the mishmar select, so it comes along now the first mishmar, so it comes along, let's say Yediyah shows up, the Rosh HaMishmar now selects six pieces of cloth, and then it turns out that Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh, indeed, Natal Chalko V'Chelek Chaverav Sheish, in his hands came up the Shem Yediyah, as it was supposed to, together with an additional five names that were not from any of the other four families, but were from the 20 missing families. And that way they knew that the whole thing was Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, and they, of course, the others just learned a Kipshut. What do we got in there? What do we need Ruach HaKodesh? Take the other families and split the other families. But the Lashon is, Natal Chalko as Mash was Notal Chalko from the Kalpi, but it wasn't Natal Chalko from the Kalpi. It was Notal. At the end, his Chalik together with whatever had come up. So, Bor Chorim, Natal Chalko, Chalik Kaver of Sheish, and this happened with Fashra, this happened with Emer. Now, what would we do if the Mishmarot show up? So, Chen Hitnu Nevi'im Shebineim. At that time, the Nevi'im made a takana that Afilu Yoyariv, which didn't show up here, but which in the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon was the first in the Seder of the Mishmarot, even if they would actually show up, that Lo Yidache Yidayami Mekomo. That at that point, since they didn't come up, it was a Knas to them, they didn't show up when they were supposed to show up, and instead now Yediyah had to take over their work. So therefore the Mishmarot that were there from Yediyah would be the ones to work first before Yoyariv would come, and only then could Yoyariv do their Avodah. So in other words, they were, many learned that this means they were like the Kohanim, the itinerant Kohanim, that they had to split between the Mishmarot of Yediyah, even though they were supposed to be the first. So therefore they were secondary, were always looked down upon as being the secondary ones in their own Mishmar. So that the men of Yediyah who were handling now Yehoyariv would be in charge of the Mishmar of Yehoyariv. The Kohanim of Yehoyariv would be there, but they would be second-rate citizens, no longer in charge of their own destiny. So they were like the Nisfachim, we find this. There were Kohanim that were Nisfachim. They were Nisfach to the Mishmar of Yediyah.
And so their time is determined by Yehoyariv?
By the original time.
But
unfortunately, they never were always, because of this, Yediyah was Iker, and Yehoyariv was always Tafelot. Kohanim, yeah. These were the names of Mishpach Sakuna. Levim, we had a much bigger problem, as you know. They didn't show up. That was a bigger problem. Forget about maybe 24 Mishpachs, original Mishpachs. We don't have any Levim here, do we? Yeah, take this out on.
Levim had to count on a Meiser.
The horse's mouth.
He's been reduced for bringing tea from Yoruba.
We're going to get 10% of
he's having to supply it. I don't blame those guys.
Kilo of jerba says they're from Yudayas. Those Levium didn't make it.
Oh, really? They say they're from... They're all corny, right?
Because the Levium were cursed by Ezra. No lady should live. Last lady
what happened to the Israelim? I think they're all corny in there, I thought.
Ships of Zvulun helped them get to Jerba. And it helped the Mishmar of Kohanim and Levium of Yedaya get to Jerba. Then Ezra called them back. They refused to come. Ezra cursed them that...
Because the Ma'amadot, the actual Kiyum of Shemayim Vares, we want to stress the relationship of the original Bria to the Aveda and the Ma'amadot that are there in order to assert that connection. Because it says, Yilmalei Ma'amadot lo nitkeimu Shemayim Vares. Shemar Vayomer. Vayomar, Avram Avinu turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem Elokim b'mo eda ki irashena. So Omar Avram, what was Avram asking when he said b'mo eda? Did he not believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He was saying, Ribono shel Olam, you can't give me a Yerusha that is based on Tzchus and then say that this is an actual reliable Yerusha. Shema Yisrael chotim lefanecha. You don't have a good record in these issues over here. I mean, people, you know, people are good for a while, and then things work out for them, and then things go bad, and then they're wiped out. I mean, so what's to prevent Yisrael from landing up the same way that Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga landed up? Omar Leilat says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, that's not going to happen. Omar Lefnav Ribono Shel Olam, Odieni B'mayir Hashem. Show me what it is that I can rely on. There'll be some way in which we're going to be able to take care of the avenas. That's what the continuation of the Brit Ben Abtari refers to karbonos. Take an egla mishulash, an ez mishulash. Amar lefanav. All that's very nice that the karbonos are mechaper, but tenach bizman shebet hamigdash kayam. Ma'alba bizman shein ben hamigdash kayam. Ma'atei aleihem. What will happen to my children if there is no Beit HaMikdash? Amar lo kvar tikanti lehem seder korbanot. Bizman shekorim behem lifanai, mala ani aleihem kilu hikrivum lifanai. This seems to be based on there's a sifra that says that every time it says li, or it's chol li, that it means always, that there's no hefsek in it. So if that's the case, and then it must be that there's a reference to something that takes the place of the actual korban, otherwise I'd say, that's why I say Kvar Tikanti. Built into the request of Kechali was already that there exists a concept called the learning of the dinner of the Karbonas. It's saying over and over. This seems to be different. This is the Seder Karbonas. In other words, it should be going over as it is that we said it in the Beis HaMikdash, not Stam, Nishalma Parim, that when you kilu hikriv chatas and so on, but that the very Seder of the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash is the Seder that you're supposed to say. So the Anshei HaMa'amad basically connected the actual Avod to the Haftach of the Shemayim Varet, which was Bishvil Yisrael, Shadik Rashis, that they got Maisa Vigibliyambo, that they should come into Eretz Yisrael, be Zavot Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan Anshei Mishma, Ayumit Paralim al Korban Achayim, Shitkabel Beratzon, and Anshei Ma'amad Mitkansim Lebeit HaKnesset V'yoshvim Arbat Aniyot. Now, it's clear from the Sugya Tikkun that the Gemara did not have the Girsa that we have in the Mishnah. Now, our Gemara also had the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, the way the Mishnah appears in the Yerushalmi, without that entire piece of the Taniyot and about Chamishi, about what to do, why is it that we don't make B'yom Rishon, and so on. That's all an insertion, because here is the first time the Gemara deals with the issue, and clearly it doesn't even mention the time in the Mishnah. So the Anshei Mishmar, who could be the ones that were actually there in Yerushalayim, as opposed to Anshei Ma'amad, who were the ones that were local. Now, it doesn't always mean that. We've used the terms somewhat interchangeably. When we put them together, we're careful, if this is the pshat, there are some who learns that Anshei Mishmar is a reference to the Kohanim themselves. But Pashtus, the Anshei Mishmar, meaning the Anshei Mishmar that were not the ones that were actually actually there, the Ma'amad, but the people that were standing over the Korban. There were the Mishmores of Yisrael, that out of whom those who lived in Yerushalayim would be the actual Anshei Ma'amad. Those who made it up to Yerushalayim would be the actual Anshei Ma'amad. And that's the way that we use the word in the Mishnah. So, okay, so the Anshei Mishmor, they would be Mispala, wherever they were, that the Korbanah should be Mikubal, and the Anshei Ma'amad, Mitkansin Lebet HaKneset, Yashvim Arbat HaAniyot, which would be Sheni B'Shav Shlishi, Reviv HaMishi. And each one of these taniyot were mechuvan keneged different groups of people that needed special siyata d'shmaya. B'sheni al yordei hayam, b'shlishi al olchei midbarot, b'revi al askra shalot tipola latinokot. Revi was the diphtheria fast day, that there shouldn't be these childhood illnesses. And b'chamishi al ubrotu menikot, ubrot shalo yapilo, that pregnant women should not lose their child, there should not be any abortions. And menikot sheyinikot b'neim, that the nursing mother should be capable of nursing, it should be well. And Berev Shabbos, lo ayu mitanim mipnei chavod haShabbos. You didn't want people to come into Shabbos not properly prepared for the simcha of Shabbos. And obviously, kavachomer b'Shabbat atzma. But how about on Sunday? Of course, our Mishnah gives a reason for Sunday, but the Gemara doesn't have that verse. So b'yechad b'Shabbos by time alone. Interesting. Pshat says Rabbi Yochanan because of the Christian. It's actually shot that this has nothing to do with the Christians that we call Notzrim. This is a reference to another group. There were Perush about it. We're not aware of the use of Notzrim for Christians. But many learn this means literally what we call the Christians, that if Sunday is their Sabbath, in which case it doesn't make sense for they'll see the Jews have a tinnitus on them. Mela, they don't keep the Sabbath, they have a tinnitus, and that they would very much resent. And because of that, they didn't want to do it on Sunday. They would get into trouble. It fell out, Mela. It is rather difficult to believe that the later Hanhoga of Sunday as the Sabbath is what Rebbe is referring, but there were other groups that had Avodah Zorah. There wasn't their Chiddush that Sunday should be a day of rest.
This only works until the Korban Bayis, right? It's the only place you have the problem.
Of the Ma'amades.
Yeah, and they had no Koyach up until the Christians.
No, they didn't have Sunday as a day of rest.
Right, and
that was later. Yeah,
they didn't have football.
That would be the real, no question. Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar. The problem over here is that this was the third day of the Yitzira, because Adam was created on Friday. And therefore, the third days are always where things are not at their best. So apparently,
human beings are weaker on Sunday.
So according to this, human beings are shreich on Sunday. I mean, that accounts for the... there's other chazals that say that it's merumas in our sugya too, that it's the loss of the neshama yisera that weakens you, and therefore Sunday you're shvach, which is another reason the Gemara is going to make, so that what we experience is not just the shlishi yitzira problem. So the third day of yitzira is weaker. And another pshat. Rish Lakish, I mean, Neshama Yisera. Rish Lakish says, look, Neshama Yisera was given for an Adam on Erev Shabbos. You feel great at Shabbos, but the Motzei Shabbos is not the Himmel Tamimena. Because it's Shabbat Vayinafash. Kivan Shabbat, when Shabbos is over, Vay on the Nefesh. Oh my God, I feel terrible. So that extends into Sunday, and people don't have energy on Sunday, which accounts for the weak binyanim on Sunday morning. Then we go through what it is that each person has as his aliyah. Vay of the night. Vayom Rishon Bereshit Vayirakia. Now Bereshit is read with two people. Yirakia is read by one person. I mean, Yirakia Bechad, I understand. Three psukim obviously can only be read by one person. But how in the world did you read Bereshit's Bishnayim? But you said that only a parsha that is big, that has six psukim, can be read. It's only five psukim. And I thought we said, so how do you deal with only five psukim that you have to read? And you can't exactly start from before Bereshit. It says the Gemara Tzemach, Rav Amar Doleg, Shmuel Amar Posek. Rav says, do what we do nowadays. We do on the Chodesh. You read, have one person read, then have the next guy go back one posek and reread it. That way each one of them will read. read three psukim. Where Shmuel says, surprisingly, you split the pasuk into two. So one guy reads half of the pasuk, stops at the etnachta, and the next guy starts from where the other person was at etnacht.
Does he read it as a sof pasuk, or does he read it as a...
And that's a very good question. Since we don't pasuk in that way, I'm not going to look into it. Mm. Nor do I know if anybody does. No, it is a question about the kol pasuk, pasuk, lo pasuk, maisha. We'll see. It's not an idle issue that you're raising. It's actually nogeya, how to teach children. And clearly, you know, we're teaching children. In the beginning, they can't read all pasukim. It's simply too much for them. But certainly, we're not going to fool them into thinking it's the end of the pasuk. Read it with an etnachta and let them get used to it. An etnachta. So it's the same thing. We'll see the Gemara relates to it. So now, Rav Amar Dole. Why doesn't he hold the pasuk? Why type of the whole pasuk? Sova kol psuka lo paske Moshe lo paskina. If Moshe Rabbeinu created, basically gave us over a Torah, had this as a pasuk shalom, how can we now split that into two separate pasuk? Whereas Shmuel says, Shmuel says that pasuk, is that true? Mi paskina? I mean, we know clearly halacha lemaaseh. Reb Chanina was a famous Tara. He was a famous reader. He would teach children, and he reported that Tsar Gadol Hayali Yetzer Reb Chanina Hagadol. Look, I was trying to teach kids, and I wanted to know if it was mutter for me to teach fragments. It's very difficult for them in the beginning to read the whole pasuk. And I went through all kinds of contortions trying to get Reb Chanina Hagadol to be mater me to teach the kids with fragments. V'lo yitiru lifsok elo latinokot shel Beit Rabban. I finally got him to agree I could have my flashcards and so on, but only to Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban, who were just learning how to read, so that for them it was very difficult. They would get confused if they saw more than that at one time. And so he allowed me to basically use that to teach the kids, even though I was being posik to posik. So that's not to get confused. Mashman, that there's a very big union not to be posik or posik. I mean, if this was such a problem, he felt it would have been much easier for him to teach even older people how to read properly with the nigun and everything. I mean, it's very, very much easier, and it's a correct teaching method to do it in fragments. And instead, he was forced by Reb Chanina Hagadol not to do so. So you're just going ahead now, splitting a pasuk into two in the middle of the lining. I mean, clearly, it is a big issue. However, the Talmid has seen. So Shmuel says, I'm not arguing that. But the bottom line is that Reb Chanina did paskin for him at the end. And the reason that he paskin was mutter is because he felt he had no choice. So at some time, a maim shem de lo efshar. So I can lo efshar, understand? What exactly is your choice? I mean, I'll show you that you don't have... The suggestion of Rav is absurd, and now I'll show you why that's absurd. So that's not a choice. The only thing that you're left with is piso. So you'll do it my way. Why is that? Asks the Gemara. Why does he say it's so absurd? My time is from the Lo'efsha. How is it that it's Lo'efsha? So if you say posek, what are you taking for granted? My time is Lo'amar Dolek. Very simple. Zerim Shuma Nichnasim. Zerim Shuma Yatsim. Look, there's all these people who walk out, you know, early. These people come in late. Now, what about those people? They don't know what happened. Somebody sees the first guy reading three psukim, leaving two psukim. It doesn't occur to him that the next guy is going to go back and read a pasuk that's already read. So he goes home, calls his kids together, and says, well, just saw an amazing thing in shul. Apparently, you only need to read two psukim. They left over two psukim for the guy. So next time, don't let the rabbi tell you differently. I saw it with my own eyes, and so on. And vice versa, guy comes in, and he has no idea now what came before. The guy starting from the third to the second pasuk, reading three psukim. Gosh, first guy only read two psukim. Aha! Guy calls again his whole family, four generations, tells them, don't let the rabbi fool around. This is the way the halacha is. So no, that's not possible. We can't have situations like that. Mamela, we have to do the psika. What else can we do? Neisrei. Parashasha shishapsukim. Korino tabishnayim. We just said, if you've got a large parasha, this is a large parasha, means six psukim. So then you could have two people reading it. But if you have parasha shochamisha, there's only five psukim. So then that parasha, what do we do with? So then what we do is, Rishon Koreshma. parsha. Hasheni koreh shnayim parsha zu. Yechonim parsha acheres. Probably the correct gears here is indeed the way that we have the shalchamisha psukim is the way it is. Yochid should be read by Yochid, as we said before. If in fact the Rishon was koreh shalosh leaving over two psukim, so then the sheni should read two psukim from this parsha, continue into the next parsha. One pasuk, it's something. No. You never only read one pasuk. Yeshonim shalosha, read three psukim into the next parsha. Lefishen matulim the parasha. Pachot mishalosha psukim. Now, what is this all about? Here, obviously, we're ignoring both options. We're ignoring the dilug option, and we're ignoring the pisuk option. So, I mean, l'man yomer doleg liglog, l'man yomer pasek lifsok. I mean, Shmuel should do his thing over here, split the five psukim into 2.5 psukim, and then Rav should do his thing, and we'd get three out of five. No, that's different. Shani, I don't know. Why would I have to do that? Ditlei revach. I mean, why can't I read from another parasha? The Torah isn't split up into parshas that I have to read specifically at this occasion. I mean, in the Ma'amadot, I've got a problem. Because in the Ma'amadot, over there, I can't go into the next day. Actually, why not? Why not? You're going to the next day anyway. Every day we go to the next day, and then we come back, and we read the main part of it. So going to the third day already. What do you do? Somebody says an interesting shot. Because then you'll be matokina by my separations, because some of them will get three readings. That's very cute. Okay, but Lamaisa, we have our kriya for the day. You can't arbitrarily pop into another thing. What are you going to do? You're doing Rosh Chodesh. Because in Rosh Chodesh, we have the same issue. Say, read a little bit from the previous parsha. Sometimes it's not relevant to Rosh Chodesh. You can't just read things that are irrelevant. Mamela, but you don't have Remach. That's what we're talking about, the Machlokes of Dilug or Pesach. Otherwise, we don't discuss it.
No, they have a...
Elohein Ma'amadu. Fishin emar tzavet b'nei Yisrael. Ma'akam ha'akam. Elohein Ma'amadu. Ooh, and ma'atam tiknu Ma'amadu. Fishin emar tzavet b'nei Yisrael. Ve'amar tolim et kobani lach mili shay ve'et komana shol adam karev u'ino imid agabal. Hitkinu nevim arishonim et srim v'arba mishmarot oko mishmar. Haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim shal kohanim shal levim shal Yisraelim. Higi hazman mishmar la'alot kohanim levim el Yerushalayim. Tanu rabbanan esrim v'arba mishmarot b'eretz Yisrael v'shtem esrei b'yericho. So then the vision of Tuva? No, Shteim Esrei from the Esrei Marba B'Yericho, meaning, Yigi Hazman HaMishmar La'alot, Chatzi HaMishmar Haya Ola Meretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, V'chatzi HaMishmar Haya Ola L'Yericho, Kedei Shiyisapku Mayim U'Mazon Lachem Shibushalayim. Om Rav Yon Om Shmo Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Ma'akvim Et HaKorban V'matnit Atanu Shemen Alazer Kohanim Levim V'chli Shir Ma'akvim Et HaKorban. The mic of me, forget. Mar Savarika Shira Bepel, Mar Savarika Shira Biklin. Omrav Kamabagur Yomarab, Moshe Tikem and Liso Shimona Mishmarot, Arba Ami Elazar, the Arba Ami Itamar, Bashmuel, Vehemidan, Al Sheshetre, Ba David, Vehemidan, Alasrim, the Arba Hashnemar, Vishnat Arba Imla Machut David, Nidra Shul, Imatsevem, Gibore Chayal, Beazer Gilad. Meisve Moshe Tikem and Liso Shimona Mishmarot, Arba Ami Elazar, the Arba Ami Itamar, Ba David Ushmuel Vemidal Srivarva. Shinamar Hamid Sad David Ushmuel Vemunata. Ochikomer. Mi Sodo, across time of David and Shmuel Aramati together. Emidum Alasrivarva. Tanya Ida. Moshe Tikenam Israel Sheshesre Mishmarot. Shmonem Elazar, Shmonem Itamar. Uchisharabu Bene Elazar, Bene Itamar. Hilkum Vemidum Alasrivarva. Shinamar Vimatsu Bene Elazar, Bim Larashea Giborim Bene Itamar. ויחלקום לבני אלעזר ראשית ראשים לבית אבות 16 ובני התמר לבית אבותם 8. Furthermore it says בית אב 1% לאלעזר ו1% לתמר. So my ואומר חיתם כאיך מנפי שבני אלעזר הכנה מנפי שבני תמר, but not as much. So they became now the 8 מקורא 4 אבי, and they also doubled. Tashma Beit Av Echad, which was now newly Achuz Lazar, but for Itamar was Achuz, what was Achuz from before. But in any event, you have to come to Baguria, so it was 4-4. Om Lachar of Chama Baguria, so, it's a Tano Machokis Tanoim, we saw the previous writer. Ana the Amriki, I Tana the Amr Shmona. Tana Rabon and Arba, Mishmrat, Alumina Gola, Velo Nidaya, Chorin Pashko, Vime. Amdun Nivim Shibene, Vechil Kum, Vemidum Alasrim, Yarba. Balalum, Venatnum, Bekalpi, Boyedaya, Venatal, Vichelko, Vichelik Chavirav, Sheish. I don't know exactly how Barnea is going to explain the fact that we wrote 24 of Chatichot, but threw out 6 of them, but I suppose we'll V'barcharim v'natal tzarkei. I'm taking unfair advantage because he can't respond. V'barcharim v'natal chalko v'chelek ravirav sheish v'chein pashur v'chein imer v'chein itzunu nevim shemineim. She'afilu yo yarib, who was a Rosh HaMishmarot, would be ole, lo yidachei yadayim imikomo. We would always have the people from Yadaya being the Ikar, and yo yarib would always be tafelah. Israel Shabbatar Mishmar Mitkansim Barim the Karim Mahasib Rashibinani Mili Omer Rabbi Yaakov Barachom Rabasi Omolay Mahamad Otlonit Kamushamayim Varashema Vayomar Hashem Elokim Bemoida Kirashena Bameida Kirashena Omer Avram Ribono Shalom Shem Yisrael Chotim Lefanecha Atosalem Kedoram Abo Kedoram Floga Omer La Ribono Shalom Odieni Bemaira Shena. Got to be a chaos of schuss here. Omelet choli egba mishulash, it is mishulash. Omelet fun of ribonu shalom, terech bizman she beit amigdash kaya, bizman she in beit amigdash kaya, ma taya lehen. Omar lo partikant ilam seder korbanot, bizman she korin lehen lefanai, ma ala ani alayam kidu yikrivum lefanai, vani meuchilem al kol abonot. Tana rabonim, anshe mishmar yu mitbalalim al korban achayem she yitkabil beratzon, manshe ma'amad mitkanzim lebeit hakneset, v'yoshvim al bataniyot, שני ושלישי ורביעי וחמישי בשבת, ושני על יורי הים, שלישי על אופן מברות, ורביעי על אסכו שלא תפעל על תינוקות, וחמישי על הברות מניקות. וברות שלא יפילו, מניקות שיניקו את בניהם בערב שבת, לא היו מתענים. מפני כבוד השבת, כמו חומר שבת עצמה. ואחר בשבת, ביתה עם הלאום, רבי יוחנן ובני הנוצרים. רב שאול בר נחמני אומר, מפני שהוא שלישי ליצירה. ושלוקש אומר, מפני נשמה יתרה. אומר שלוקש, נשמה יתרה ניתנה בו באדם בערב שבת. ומוצאי שבת נותנים אותה ממנה, שאומר שבת ואי נפש, כיוון שבת ואי, עבד הנפש. ביום הראשון בראשית ויהי רקיע תנא, בראשית בשניים, יהי רקיע בחמישה, יהי רקיע באחד אצל עצה פסוקי אבי. בבראשית בשניים, חמישה פסוקי אבי. ותנאי הקורא בתורה יבחור בשלושה פסוקים. רב אמר דולג, ושהוא לא אמר פסק. רב אמר דולג, מה הייתה אם לא אמר פסק, וסבא כל פסוק לא פס כמו שענן לא פסקין עליהם. שמול אמר פסק, מי פסקינה? נאום רב חנינה קרא. נאום רב חנינה קרא, צער גודל, היום לי את רב חנינה הגודל. לא הייתי לו לפסוק, אלא לתינוקות של בית רבן, לא עובד להתלמד עשויים. ושמול, נו, אתם תאים במים, משום דולא אפשר, לכן אני לא אפשר. שמול אמר פסק, מה הייתה אם לא אמר דולג, what makes it לא אפשר? גזירה משום הנכנסים וגזירה משום היוצאים. מאצלי פרשה ששישה פסוקים קוראים אותה בשניים ושם חמישה ויחיד, ואם הראשון קורא שלושה, השני קורא שניים בפרשה ואחד בפרשה אחרת, ויש אומרים שלושה, לפי שאין מתחילים בפרשה ever פחות משלושה פסוקים. So what's the problem? למה אני אמר דולג לדלוג, למה אני אמר פסק לפסוק, which is the reason that we take out the גרסה ביחידים, because that would mean that we should be מתקן לכתחילה, right? Shaneatam to eat like Ravacha, which is the box gears it, without that. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara asking? If it's an emergency, I mean, what are you supposed to do? The guy, we can't be posek, he already read it. Shaneatam to eat like Ravacha.